have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
It's about God. Rocking with Nuts with Dre. How's everybody doing tonight? Yes, yes, I tell you what, it's been quite the week, but we are back here, and you know what? I know I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it all the time. I say it quite often, but I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time or the last time I said that. This is probably going to be the last time, but I really missed you guys. I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to shout out Miss Kimberly Robinson and Relations for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people, because you guys really do need the help. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you guys. Tonight is a very special night because, of course, again, the holiday seasons are really getting ready to ramp up. I mean, you know what? They're all important. But we're talking about the Thanksgiving. Of course, Halloween is coming. But we're talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so it's time for us to start really focusing, like we should already be focusing on family, but to really start focusing on family and the things that mean and matter so much to us. And that's why tonight is special, because I want to focus on helping people, really helping families as a whole. Okay. Now, this first segment is called Make That Make Sense. The reason why I love this segment is because, well, people are doing stupid stuff. It don't make no sense to me. And rather than have me think that you're a complete idiot, a total buffoon, an idiot survives, I just want to understand. I just want it to make sense to me. It makes sense to you. I just need you to relay that to me so that I'll get it. Now, it could be you that just don't make no doggone sense. Could be a family member that don't make no sense. Could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store, or someone you see at the bank, somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet somewhat chilly day, because the temperature is dropping, y'all. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that, you know, you're doing things that it's not stupid. It just don't make no sense to me. And rather than feel like you're an inferior person mentally, I just want to understand you, okay? Here we go. If you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, then all of them are tied into you. And you are stupid. I'm just playing, you know, but you ain't making sense, and you're probably senseless. Here we go. Number one, makes sense. Why are you wearing dentures with built-in cavities? Why would you even purchase some dentures with built-in cavities? So people would think that you're real teeth? I don't understand that. Make that make sense. Number two, make that make sense. You out there in your suit, in your hat, you claim to be a Muslim, but you out there selling fruit and pork and bean pies. I don't understand that. Make that make sense to me. It don't make no sense. The Muslim don't. Look. It's just a bean pie. If you're not fully committed, then don't do it. Again, make that make sense. Number three, make that make sense. This one right here. You call the police on your landlord for stealing your rent the first of the month. That ain't your money. That's his money. That's his money, y'all. What's wrong with the hell? Make that make sense. Number four, that makes sense. This right here is just stupid to me. I'm sorry. I don't think you could ever make me think any different than that. But here we go. I just want to understand. Some people, you just make that make sense. Number four, you call 911 and to stay on the phone with you till you fall asleep because you're scared of the dark. You know what? Okay. Make that make sense. You at Wendy's drive-thru complaining about how slow the service is inside. You outside. What they got to do with you? The people ordering inside, that has nothing to do with you. But you got the nerve to sit in your car and complain, and they make it make sense. Why is it, and this is women, why is it that you don't, why you shave your eyebrows off? You don't shave all your eyebrows off, every hair, and then take a pencil and really try and draw them back in the same spot. I don't understand that. So you're gonna shave them off and then take a pencil and try to make some fake ones in the same spot. I don't understand that. Make that make sense, women. What are y'all thinking? Make that make sense. Uh-oh. This one right here. You're trying to get unemployment, and the last job you worked was as a drug dealer. They're not going to give that to you. They really not. I got a feeling. I don't know for sure, but I got a feeling. And this one right here, make that make sense, okay? You at a homeless shelter complaining about the living conditions. Wait a minute. That baffles me. You at a homeless shelter complaining about the living conditions. Okay. Well, right. Why don't you move outside? Again, I just think that, you know what, I misunderstand people sometimes, you know, but I don't want you to go away thinking I don't like you or I'm looking down on you. It's just, I just think it's stupid because it don't make no sense to me, okay? And that's why I need you to help me and make it make sense to me. Again, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for y'all. This one right here. Whose baby is that? And I love this segment because it is quickly becoming one of my favorites because, of course, y'all know I love the kids. Dre love the kids, okay? Even the bad ones that he want to punch in the throat. Not hard. But Dre love the kids. Now, a lot of these kids are just out here just, they're horrible. They're bad. They're terrible. They're a menace to society. Some of them can't walk it already. You running from them. But it's not the kids. It's the parents. The parents are horrible. The kids are bad because the parents are just, I just want to point out to people, if you got bad kids, you raising bad kids, the only reason they bad is because you're the one raising them. And you're a horrible person. So whose baby is that? Could be your baby. Could be a family member's baby. Could be a friend's baby. Could be a coworker's baby. A stranger in the streets baby. Someone you see at the local grocery store. Someone that you see at the bank or as you walk past them in the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people who got a child. It's just a mess. Acting up. They look a mess. Acting a mess. They smell like a mess. Their hair's a mess. Their face is a mess. That's because their parents are a mess. And their parents are raising them in a life of mess. Now, if you don't recognize any of these, and any of the babies you know, that's because all of them are tied into one baby or one set of babies. And they all belong to you. You're a horrible parent. Yes, I got some advice for you. Choke yourself till you pass out. Roller skate and rush hour traffic. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Number one, whose baby is that? Hair so nappy, you got to sneak up on it just to comb it. You know what? You know that. Whose baby is that? Dried up snot on their face look like donut glaze. Come on now. Come on, clean that baby's face. Clean that, wipe that baby's face. Whose baby is that? Breath so stank when they belch in your face, you drop them. Because you about to face. Whose baby is that? Kneecaps look like charcoal briskets. Y'all see them babies always on their knees outside or even on the inside, crawling on their knees. They ain't got no knee pads, they ain't got no pants, no, nothing on. Just crawling on their knees constantly. Knees just burning up from all the friction. Come on now. Please stop. Put that baby on some knee pads or some long pants. Better yet, get that baby up and help him start walking. Whose baby is that? Belly button look like a burnt walnut. Whose baby is that? They so, you know what? They so bow-legged. Wow. They so bow-legged, look like they didn't get off a horse every time you see them trying to walk. You know what? Whose baby is that? 3 months old. 3 months old. Ain't even got teeth yet. They're getting fitted for dentures. Whose baby is that? Ugh. Wow. I'm sorry. I had to stop. I just got an alert on my phone. I just got an alert on my phone, and it is 9:17 about a doggone bill. A bill collector just alerted me at 9:17. You know what? Newsflash. Anybody that works in collections or anybody that knows somebody that works in collections, trust me. When the sun goes down, so do the odds of me even picking up the phone to talk to a bill collector. 9:17. What the hell is wrong with you? I didn't avoid you all day, but miraculously, I'm going to talk to you at night when I'm supposed to be in my peaceful place. But you don't get that. Anyway, I just said that, yeah, that threw me. Finally, whose baby is that? Ford Rotten. First of all, just wipe the baby's face, please. Please, just wash the baby's face. Now, this next segment is a segment I do love because it's one of the staples of the Sundays with Nuts with Dre. It is the I'm a Thug. Because you know what? There's a lot of people out here living a thug life. It really is. I mean, just straight thugging for no reason. I'm going to tell y'all one thing. Tupac lied to y'all. Heaven ain't got no ghetto. But hell do. You know what they call it? You guessed it. Hell. See, you're the one that can be thugging. You thug. Could be a family member out there straight thugging. Could be a stranger in the street. Could be a family member. Could be a coworker. But I'm going to tell you one thing. The one thing I know about a thug is a thug ain't going to quit thugging until a thug is through thugging. Figure that one out. So let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these, and anybody you know, that's because all of them are tied to you, and you're just a straight thug. I don't understand it. Number one, I'm a thug. I ran away from home when I was 37 years old. So that's a thug right there. That's a thug. Because a thug will run away from home at 37. He will. He will. Because a thug will be at home till he's 37. Number two, I'm a thug. In my driver's license picture, I'm smoking a Black and Mild. That's a thug right there, y'all. That's a thug. He's in his driver's license picture. He's smoking a Black and Mild. He just got to have a Black and Mild. He don't care where it is. Indoors, outdoors. Day and night. He just got to have a Black and Mild. That's a thug, y'all. Number three, I'm a thug. I quit my last job during the job interviews. Let me tell you, that's a thug right there. He didn't quit the job before he officially got the job. he just quit. And then I'm pretty sure he went and applied for unemployment. That's a thug, y'all, because a thug don't care, and they stupid. He's a thug, y'all. Number four, I'm a thug. I tried taking my driver's test in a stolen car. That's a thug, y'all. A thug ain't, they, I'm telling you, they, you can't rationalize with a thug. You really can't. Number five, I'm a thug. Ooh, this one right here, y'all. Listen. This one right here, y'all. I steal food off people's plate while they saying the grace. You know what? That's a thug. Because a thug will steal anytime, any place. Just like that Janet Jackson song say, I don't care who's around. The thug is going to be a thug. This one right here. I'm a thug. Ooh, oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is a thug right here, y'all. This is a thug. I went to the animal shelter wearing a Michael Vick jersey, pointing at dogs saying, I want this one and this one and this one. That's a thug, y'all. Y'all know them people from PETA, they still heard about that. Why you bring that to them people, job? Why? I'm a thug. Oh, this one right here. This is a, yeah, this is a shoulder thug. This is a thug right here. I got kicked out of a all-you-can-eat buffet restaurant for stuffing food into my pocket. That's a thug right there. This thing had no bands in his pocket. He just shoved his food onto his pocket. He got gravy, chicken. He got, you know. That's a thug right there because a thug is disgusting anyway. They just saw. This one right here. I'm a thug. Oh, God. This is a thug. Oh, wow. The last time I was at church, I told the pastor, he lucky his wife ain't trying to sin. See, you ain't got no respect for nobody if you a thug. You gonna go to church and tell the pastor he lucky his wife ain't trying to sin. Well, you just don't care. Because you're a thug. You really are. You a thug. And finally, this one right here. I'm a thug. Y'all, if this don't sum it up, I don't know what does. I'm a thug. My 2-year-old wears new Jordans and dirty diapers all the doggone time. That's a thug, y'all. And the reason why that's such a thug is because he going to make sure that his child got on some new Jordans. But you also don't care about the fact that the child that had the same diaper on for 3 days because he's a thug. He's a thug. He's in love with the Jordans on his child, but don't care nothing about the dirty, stanky, nasty doo-doo diaper that's been on his child. The child's skin is chafing, cracking. He's a thug. That's all he care about. It's impressive, folks, by saying, hey, my child got the new Jordans. Okay. He got the new Jordans. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Why he been crying for 4 days in the new Jordans? Why his pamper weigh about 16 pounds while he in the new Jordans? Okay. Why the hair on your baby head look like burnt popcorn curls, but he wearing the new Jordans? Why come he ain't got no clothes, but he got the new Jordans? Why is it he ain't even got no food, but he got the new Jordans? Because that's a thug. That's all. Now, y'all, this right here is the part of the show where I always want to address things from a religious standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint. Because we've come to the portion of the show where we invite you to join us to get our worship and praise on and share just a little spirituality with you. For these are the church announcements. And we invite you to please join us because I'll tell you what, we sure do love the Lord. Yes, we do. And we serve him constantly. And the reason why I say constantly is because the last time Deacon Smith, God bless his heart, 93 years old, he always say constipation. It's constantly, not constipation. Okay, that might be something he going through. But he ain't going to put that devil on the church. I invite you to join us as we get our praise and worship on, as we give God some good, good God Almighty glory. But we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. I'm going to tell you right now. We are small in number. We are big in faith. See, that was an explosion, y'all. I said we are small in number. We are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the announcements is because I always want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. Yes. Everyone's on the same page, on one accord. There's no confusion. And there's no saint left behind. I like to do the announcements for individuals that may have not been able to attend the in-person sanctuary services or don't have access to the internet, so they can't watch us as we stream from the sick and the shut it up in. Also like to do the announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary service or may have been watching us as we stream but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite frankly, they were occupied with other things. All right, let's just go ahead and call it what it is, okay? Let's call it what it is. Let's address the elephant in the room. Now, we all know Sister Rebecca Lynn has been gaining weight. However, she still continues to buy size medium clothes. She's not a medium. I don't think she's a large. But let me tell you this. What we're not going to do is we're not going to laugh and make fun of her. We're going to encourage her, okay? Because that's what we do. We're going to encourage her to build her up and not laugh or make fun of her to bring her down. Because what we don't want her to do is get uncomfortable in the church. Okay? We want her to keep coming and not feel like she's being targeted or made fun of or ridiculed for her weight gain. Okay? That being said, I'm pretty sure she broke one of the pews. I'm pretty sure she broke one of the pews. I would hope she would step up and be a woman about it and pay for the pew she broke. But she was the only one sitting on the third row. She was the only one sitting on that entire pew. And then miraculously, it collapses under her weight. She get up, move to another pew. Don't say nothing about it, like it never happened. Talking about, oh, Lord. That wasn't no old Lord. That was old you. But anyway, announcement number one. As we all know, Mother Pearline has been battling back and forth, going to the hospital with this kind of ailment, this kind of ailment, this kind of sickness, and this kind of sickness. And she's been feeling kind of down, and she's wanted, you know, somebody to come and at least, you know, sit with her and stop by, say hi, keep her company. And then some old low-down piece of nothing that made the comment last Sunday about Pastor, how come you don't go? How come you ain't been by there to see her? Ain't none of your business. Okay? And she stink. But anyway, I'm just reaching out to the rest of the body. Y'all please go. Somebody go see about Miss Pearline. Go sit. Mother Pearline has been a pillar in this church since its inception. The least y'all could do, as much as she's done and has meant to this body, the least you could do is go by there. And you ain't got to stay there, but just your presence, just to see your face and just say, hi, I was thinking about you and I'm praying for you. You be blessed. I just love you with the love of the Lord. Is that too hard? Is that, I mean, really? Is that, I mean, I'm starting to question y'all. Is that too hard to just stop by and say hi? Well, Pastor, when last time you said, shut up. There you go, trying to make it about me. I told you she stank. Announcement number two. Look here. Ella Johnson, would you please stop eating oatmeal. Please stop eating oatmeal. I'm just saying, before you come to church. Because you eat oatmeal and then you don't clean your face and you got dried up oatmeal coming down the side of your face, now on the side of your mouth, it looked nasty. It looked disgusting. And it looked like you've been eating something besides oatmeal. It's just nasty. It really is gross. I don't care how old you are. Quit eating oatmeal before you. The next time I see you come in this church with dried up oatmeal on the sides of, in the corners of your mouth, Trust me, you're going to get dealt with. Now, so number three, accusing anybody of stealing. Because, again, I mean, it might have been misplaced. It might have been misplaced. So, please, again, I repeat, I'm not accusing anyone of stealing. But, Deacon Lonnie, I know you smoked my weed up. I know you did. Maybe I gave you permission or hinted at giving you permission some way inadvertently, but I know you smoked all my weed. I'm not mad at that. What I'm mad at is you smoked all my weed and you didn't replace not one bud. Not one. You know I got the cataracts. You know I got the cataracts. Please. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to not looking forward to, but it is the building fund total. As you know, the building fund offers a little bit of everything. Intrigue, adventure, horror, humor, most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the building fund total has raised, and I quote, the hairs on the back of my neck. Sounds about right, y'all. Sounds about right. Well, I thank y'all for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre, and like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. I ask that all hears are bowed, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. Then it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? There's another way. Thank you for opening doors that no one can shut. Hold that door. There will be a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty. Not guilty. Mistrial overruled. I object. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Man, you better take that over there. Because if I get sick, somebody's going to get me. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. And continue to bless us and keep us, holding us close to your bosom, shielding us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. You guys be blessed. Don't be stressed. Have a great night. Have an even greater week. I will see you next Sunday with more Nuts, with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little bit hungry. I'm going to eat a little bit of food, and then I'm going to put on a little bit of weight. You guys take care, and I miss you already. If you don't know one thing, know this. The Lord loves you, and I like you a little bit. Good night.
What they call you is what you answer to. Let's go.
I was a bean, before I became a king. Now I can make music for people and above all other things. I was originated y'all and called to his purpose. The devil's plan is to destroy me and keep me from searching. The God be the glory, molding me. I'm built this way now. I preach the curse of devil's minions. I better know how. He said and she said the worst day. Pierce to my bones. Break me and remake me, even by fixing stones. Can we get along? I'm going home as I walk these streets. You can sack my second life. There's nothing you can call me except for
King.
me, keep trying to think it.
Got a thing for this word of God that will never end.
Points not robbery, nor is it mockery. Chop it off with thorns and soldiers, marching in victory. Beyond my castle walls, he see my hands as he keep lifting me.
Revelation to this matter, yeah, they came with them rocky clothes. One word is my name, boy, for what they know.
A hollow man outside my shadow, seeing my skeleton. Introduce me to that other man, the one that you let him in. Yeah, follow me now. I know who I am and who I belong.